Let's do it. Let's do it. I don't know. I'm so nervous. I mean, I guess I've never really like done this before. Like I've never played Dungeons and Dragons, so like the first time to create a character and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, man. There's so much choice, and I feel like there's so much that I just don't know yet. Like, I get to think this is the right choice. Well, actually, I would be way better off picking something else. Oh. I know. Let's just start then. Oh my god. Oh my god. Did I even show you the dice I bought? I need these. I need these, don't I? You can't. Okay, I'll admit it. I figured I just have a good excuse for once to actually buy these. But look at them. They're so pretty. I mean, you see, this side with five. You see how like the color with the darkness and then the glitter, how that like works and. Oh my god, it's just perfect. Hey, if I'm gonna get into like the actual nerdy shit, then I might as well like get into the nerdy shit, you know? Okay. How do we start? Well, okay, that's like the problem. All I know at this point is like what I've heard from your rambling about your group, how like, oh my god, this person at there and then the game master person at that and blah blah blah. That's totally what you sound like. I mean, okay. I won't tell the dungeon master they've been gossiping. Promise. Even if it's just because, you know, you've been so nice and convinced them to, you know, invite me along for the night. Which brings me to, what do you think would be a good idea for me to play? Because, like, I don't want it to be, like, too complicated and then me, like, having to ask, like pause the game to ask questions all the time. But I don't want to be, like, just something boring, you know? But like, I feel at first I was like, oh my god, I want to be this like really nice healer person, and then I was like, oh, but that's kind of cliche, and a healer is kind of important, and I don't know if I can like be an important person because I'll just die, and then you won't have a healer anymore. Wait, do you have a healer in your party? Yeah, okay. But, like, I don't know. Like, okay. I've listened to some podcasts, and I've, like, seen that little PDF that, like, is online for free. So, and I, like, it's race first, then class. Ability scores and also like are we doing like backgrounds do I or can I just say oh I woke up with amnesia like Zelda-esque. Okay, that's fair. Wait, you do have the player's handbook, don't you? Can I see it? It's like I've seen like pictures of it, but like I wanna touch it. That sounds really creepy. Okay. You have it? Get it. And not like have it, but can I have it for them? Oh my god, the texture on the back. Ooh, I love this. Okay. The illustrations. I mean, the artwork. It smells good too. Okay. Do you know the pages? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, elf is like ultimate fantasy, and dwarf too, let's be honest. I guess maybe human, because that's, you know, close to home. I don't think I could be a dragonborn. No, that's way too edgy. I don't think I could be that. No. Oh my god. Fucking. Oof. Why are like. It's also. Like, look at that tiefling. Oh my god. You can't say she isn't sexy, let's be honest. Okay. Oof. But that's like the thing. They all look cool and like they all have like different things that make them good and like I don't know what to choose. Okay. Well, the most I don't really have a character concept. That's why I came to you. Okay. Well, let's just say I'm human, and that means we can get along, like, or, like go on from this step because I can always like human is so basic that I can just tweak it and change the race, right? That's not how it works. Okay, fair enough. Alright, let's just say I'm like, okay. I could just. What if my character is just some fucking confused being who's like kind of anxious and like, oh, what the fuck, all the time? And then I don't have to worry about me sounding silly because that's just, you know, I'm really in character. Okay, let's go with that. Let's go with that. Okay. So then, okay, which one I could. I think out of these humans or like. Or maybe I could be a gnome. Gnomes are kind of silly, aren't they? Maybe not a gnome. Maybe. Oh my god, I don't know. A halfling? You think that could be good? I'll just be a halfling then. Okay. Halfling. And then, what? Okay, then class. But. I don't know what. I don't know what I could be. Can I just convince you to, like, make my character for me? No, wait. I can convince you with, what's it called? The role. The persuasion role, yes. That's a three! Fuck, okay. Can I get advantage because I'm your best friend and I like you a lot and you're so sweet, of course. You're like, of course you'd be convinced by me.
I'm gonna give myself advantage. That's 16. I feel like that would persuade you. No, okay. Okay, we have a nervous sort of halfling who... Am I starting at first level? I think so, right? I mean, that makes sense with my character too. If I'm just like, then it doesn't really sound like I've been in lots of adventures. Okay. Then, like, if I would be a healer, but healers are kind of badass, so I don't know if, I guess that, like, all of those, like, old D&D players, like, player characters are kind of meant to be badass, so what could I do to, like, go against that? I could. I could be a barbarian, but then instead of like me going into a rage, I could just go into a panic attack and kind of wildly swing around me. That could work. Wait, what other things do you do? Well, bards? I've just seen around that bards are like fucking horny all the time. I know that that's not necessarily the case, but it's, you know, I've heard things like, oh, there goes the bard again trying to seduce the dragon, you know? I feel like I couldn't be any of these. I feel like I'm not cool enough for this. I think... I mean, I could be a wizard. Yeah, wizards are like first level, they're like very weak, aren't they? That could work. I feel like I'm just making a character that makes me look the most silly. No. Okay. That's... Do you... Like, can you change, like, rage to panic attack? Can that work? Like, it can work, but, like, do you think your DM would accept that? No, that's sweet. I mean, you will like help me, right? I don't know. I feel like. I mean, of course, like everyone gets nervous with like role playing when they don't really know the other people, but especially. I haven't even, like, played yet. It almost feels like I'm kind of intruding your space and I don't know. No, I know it should be fun. At least I've gotten an excuse now to steal this book from you. Nope, it's mine now. No. You'll have to make an opposed athletics check. I've got that doesn't count. No, that doesn't count as well. No, fuck. Okay, have it back. This dice might be bullshit after all. So pretty though. Oh, did you see that? That was like 7, 3,
two, four. I should have just thrown this one. You see? 80. No. I like them though. I'll put them safely back into the box. Ooh. Bam. I'm glad that you're here with me. Yeah, I know, we have to do ability checks. That'll come later. Can we just, like, have a drink or something? I'm actually really nervous. Is that weird? I know, it's silly. Like, on one hand, it's like, I'm really excited. And it's like, oh, because it's almost like, you know, playing pretend, like, when you were younger. So it, like, feels like that sort of, like, little excitement again. But on the other hand, it's like, oh, but these are people that I don't really know except for stories. And they're like, you know, this is their hobby. And then I don't want to, like, not take it seriously. And then, I don't know, it feels like, I don't fucking know. I could use a hug. Thank you. I'm glad I'm here. I don't think I could do this with anyone else, to be honest. You know, like I have friends, but it doesn't really feel the same or something. Yeah, I don't know. It's just I don't know. I just feel really nice with you, and like you make funny jokes and. No, but we can also, like, talk about serious things, and we can chat a lot, and, like, sometimes, like, have, like, tiny debates and stuff. But we can also just be, like, quiet together and drink some tea or something, and that's also really nice. And I feel like, you know, we just fit really well together as two people. And now, you know, this hobby that you like, I've heard you talk about it, like, so much, and I know, like, you get really excited about it, and now, like, this really special thing, it's like, I can be a part of that, and I don't know, I just don't want to fuck it up. What do you mean? You're just saying I could be nice. Well, I know that I'm not, like, I'm not necessarily, like, a really bad person or something, and I don't necessarily ruin everything, but sometimes I just feel like, I don't know. I'm kind of afraid that, not necessarily that you won't like me anymore if I'm bad at this, because I know that's silly, but, I don't know, I don't want to ruin it. But it's something that makes you happy, so I don't. I just, you know, like, of course I don't want, like, your friends and your group to, like, have a fun night of playing, being taken away from them. But I also don't want you to be in that position of, oh, you know, you were the person that took along the fucking Supergirl.
Yes, I could be. I could be the fucking Supergirl. No. You weren't the super person. You're a fun person. And, I mean, I can't say that you aren't good looking, so I'm not gonna say this. But, like, you're really, like, you, like, bring something to the group, and you already, like, knew what you were doing for a bit, and I don't know. You're, like, a fun person to be around. And, like, everyone likes you. Even if you don't think people like you, like, people obviously like you if you can't sit near them. Oh, sometimes you definitely don't see it when people like you. Mm-mm. You know that, like, almost, like, half a year before we, like, became friends, I was, like, gawking at you every time I saw you. I wanted to be friends with you so fucking desperately. No, I swear. No, I, like, if I saw you outside, but also, like, with, like, common, like, mutual friends, and I just, like, kind of, I don't know, if I'd see you, just look at you and, like, how you move, I guess, or something, but also, like, the way you talk, and, like, when you smile, and, like, you, the jokes you make, and just, you do fun things, but you're also, like, an interesting person, and I was just looking at you, like, oh my god, I really want to, like, be with this person. Like, as a friend. Mm. No, you didn't look at me like that. No. I think I, like, noticed every time you look at me, because I just could, like, feel myself getting blushy and stuff. Mm. Oh, you looked at me. Sneaky. Pfft. I would have noticed. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'll fucking make a perception check. You bet your fucking ass I would. Wait. Where's the D20? What? Here. Oh, fuck. That fell off the table. No, wait. That's a fucking 18. I would have noticed it. I would. Oh, you make your, like, deception thing then. Oh, okay. I guess I wouldn't have noticed it though. Christmas saving throw? What for? That's a 5. What's it for? Wait. Is this, like, serious? No, come here! How the fuck did I... How the fuck did I not know? Mm. change my character. Maybe I'll just have to be a fucking love drunk girl who completely falls for your character. Yeah, you like that idea? Let's do it then. Mm.